Section 17.2 International Version. Disclaimer: this section of the Bank of Any Town provides sample comments for international pages in the report of examination. The information on the pages is not intended to tie directly with information in other sections of the Bank of Any Town report of examination. Bank of any town, any county, any state, region, any region. Certificate number 99999. Examiner in charge, Sandra E. Smart. Examination start date, August 1, 2015. Examination as of date, June 30, 2015. International report pages. In December 2014, the ENA country government defaulted on $50 billion of bonds held by foreign creditors and subsequently imposed strict capital controls that severely limited the ability of private borrowers to service their external liabilities. Private borrowers from ENA country have accumulated significant interest and principal arrears to external creditors. Prior to the present interruption of external debt service, the country had been current on payments since completing a restructuring of bank debt in the early 1990s. U.S. banks cut their exposures to ENA country sharply in 2014, reflecting material reductions in business activities or lending and significant write-offs. In June 2015, U.S. banks' cross-border exposure totaled $6.2 billion, down roughly 44% from a year earlier. Locally funded business fell by over two-thirds, to $3.3 billion. Amount scheduled as substandard represents exposure to the ENA Country Distillery Corporation. Another facility to the ENA Country Oil Corporation is not adversely classified for transfer risk as it is subject to a credit risk classification of loss. Insert the actual transfer risk write-up provided by the Interagency Country Exposure Review Committee. Adjust the comments if more severe adverse classifications based on credit risk are scheduled in the row. Note: countries and amounts provided are for illustrative purposes and do not reflect actual classifications. Management of the country risk process is satisfactory. Senior management and the Asset and Liability Management Committee continue to closely monitor the economic and political stability of countries where the bank maintains international transaction activity. Due to deteriorated economic and political situations in certain countries where the bank conducts business, there has been a reorientation of business strategy. The board has strategically decided to focus future business development on its domestic banking market and to reduce its overall risk emanating from transfer risk exposure. As a result, the bank has substantially reduced the level of approved country limits, and it has frozen most assigned limits, and the resulting level of net transfer risk exposure. Refer to additional guidance for completing this page contained in the row instructions and the Interagency Statement on Sound Country Risk Management Practices. Note: countries and amounts provided are for illustrative purposes and do not reflect actual classifications. Amounts shown do not correspond with other information in the Bank of Any Town rows. Please refer to page 4 to see the selected concentrations of country exposure table. Refer to specific guidance for completing this page contained in the Report of Examination Instructions section of the manual. Note: countries and amounts provided are for illustrative purposes and do not correspond with other information in the Bank of Any Town rows. Disclaimer: this information is provided to illustrate a relatively complex PBO. It does not correspond to other ownership or control information provided in the Bank of Any Town. List the following information for the bank S and or bank holding company S in the PBO. U.S. name, Demo International Bank City, Country, Miami, Florida. Number of outstanding shares, 1 million. Foreign name, Demo International, CA City, Country, Caracas, Venezuela. Number of outstanding shares, 50,000. Foreign name, Demo Bank Venezuela City, Country, Caracas, Venezuela. Foreign name, Demo Bank do Brasil City, Country, Brasília, Brazil. Foreign name, Demo Bank Mexico City, Country, Mexico City, Mexico. Number of outstanding shares, 100,000. One of the 10 entities that compose the PBO, Only the three foreign banks and the foreign bank holding company that actively engage in transactions with Demo International Bank, Miami, Florida are detailed above. The remaining five entities within the PBO structure include Demo Holdings, Caracas, Venezuela, which wholly owns Demo Bank International, Panama City, Panama, Demo Finance Company, Caracas, Venezuela, which wholly owns Demo Bank International, Guayaquil, Ecuador, and Demo Bank Interandino, Lima, Peru. Two wholly owned subsidiary of Demo International, CA, Carasus, Venezuela. Three wholly owned subsidiary of Demo Bank Venezuela, Caracas, Venezuela. Detail the stock owned by the beneficial owner S whose direct or indirect control forms the nexus of the PBO. U.S. name, Demo International Bank. Number of shares percent owned type of control beneficial owner, Demo Family Trust Jose Demo controls 100%. 750,000. 75.00%. Direct. Beneficial owner. Example Family Trust Juan Example controls 100%. 250,000. 25.00%. Direct. Foreign name. Demo International. CA number of shares percent owned type of control beneficial owner. Jose M. Demo. 5,000. 10.00%. Direct. Beneficial owner. Carlita S. Demo. 12,500. 25.00%. Direct. Beneficial owner. Paco M. Demo. 7,500. 15.00%. Direct. Beneficial owner. Juan H. Example. 12,500. 25.00%. Direct. Beneficial owner. Demo family members. 12,500. 25.00%. Direct. For Mr. Jose M. Demo has indirect control of the shares owned by his wife, Ms. Carlita S. Demo. Foreign name. Demo Bank Mexico. Number of shares percent owned type of control. One beneficial owner. Jose M. Demo 50,000. 50.00%. Direct. Beneficial owner. Carlita S. Demo 25,000. 25.00%. Direct. 5. Mr. Jose M. Demo has indirect control of the shares owned by his wife, Ms. Carlita S. Demo. Discuss the factor as or combination of attributes besides or in addition to common stock ownership that was considered in determining whether a PBO relationship exists. Consider whether an individual or a group of individuals, for example, family members, business partners, or any other group, acting together directly or indirectly, one constitute a quorum or a significant presence on the board of directors of both the U.S. depository institution and the foreign bank, or the foreign bank holding company. The members of the Demo family listed above serve as the chairman, vice chairman, or director for 7 of the banking entities. However, none of the individuals are on the board of directors of Demo Bank International, Panama. Their membership does not constitute a quorum on any of the 3 foreign or U.S. bank boards, but does constitute a quorum on the board of the foreign bank holding company, Demo International, CA2 controls, in any manner, the election of a majority of the directors of the U.S. depository institution and the foreign bank or the foreign bank holding company. The shareholder meeting minutes for electing the directorate for Demo Bank Venezuela were not available for review. However, Mr. Jose Demo and his family members control the election through their ability to vote a majority of the holding company stock. Mr. Jose Demo's ability to vote the majority of Demo International Bank's stock indicates that he controls the election of its directorate. 3 constitutes a quorum or a significant portion of the executive management of both the U.S. depository institution and the foreign bank or the foreign bank holding company. The members of the Demo family listed above serve as the president, vice president or cashier of Demo International Bank, Demo International, CA and at the 7 foreign banks, except Demo Bank International, Panama. Their positions constitute a quorum of the executive management at Demo International, CA, Venezuela, but not the other banks, but they do occupy critical positions on those teams. For exercises of controlling influence over the management and or policies of both organizations. Mr. José Demo is chairman of Demo International Bank and president of Demo Bank Venezuela, which enables him to exert a controlling influence over the management and policies of both organizations. 5. Engages in an unusually high level of reciprocal correspondent banking and or other transactions or facilities between the U.S. depository institution and the foreign bank. The banks primarily engage in correspondent bank services, dollar clearings, letters of credit, and trade-related transactions. Fee income from transactions with the three foreign banks equaled over 40% of the total fee income generated by Demo International Bank in 2011. The U.S. bank also extended a $5 million line of credit secured by a $5 million certificate of deposit to Demo Bank Venezuela, Carasus, Venezuela. 6. Obtains financing to purchase the stock of either the U.S. depository institution or the foreign bank or the foreign bank holding company from, or arranged by, the foreign bank, especially if the shares of the U.S. depository institution are collateral for the stock purchase loan. None noted. 7. Requires the U.S. depository institution to adopt particular or unique policies or strategy similar to those of the foreign bank, such as common or joint marketing strategies, cross-selling of products, sharing of customer information, or linked websites. The Demo International Bank's website is linked to Demo Bank Venezuela's website. Both offer similar loan and deposit products and banking services. 8. Names the U.S. depository institution in a similar fashion to that of the foreign bank. The titles of the banking organizations use similar naming conventions. 9. Presents any other factor S or attribute S that affected the conclusion. None known. Summarize the examination findings. The review determined that a PBO relationship exists between Demo International Bank and three foreign banks and a foreign bank holding company through the common control of the Demo family, primarily through Mr. José Demo's ownership or control of the Demo International Bank in Miami, Florida, Demo International, CA in Caracas, Venezuela Foreign Bank Holding Company, and Demo Bank Mexico in Mexico City, Mexico. Each of the affiliated foreign banks has audited annual reports for the most recent fiscal year. Demo Bank do Brasil reported a negative 0.3% return on average assets for the most recent fiscal year because of elevated credit losses. Its book capital minus goodwill declined to 5% of total assets as of December 31, 2015. Other foreign financial affiliates had positive net income and at minimum, the book capital to assets ratio of 10% as of December 31, 2015. Bank management acknowledges that the institutions are under common control and actively monitors all transactions with affiliated entities. No adverse trends were noted relating to transactions with foreign banking affiliates. Refer to the related organizations page and the risk management assessment page for additional information. Return to top. International work papers. Please refer to page 9 to see the international loans, acceptances, and letters of credit distribution table. Are duties and responsibilities for the conduct of international operations clearly defined? Comment briefly. Yes. The bank's board of directors has approved a satisfactory written policy statement setting forth the various duties and responsibilities of the operating entities within the international division. Does the bank have a definite international lending policy? If yes, summarize such. State whether it has been approved by the board of directors or trustees, and indicate extent of compliance. Yes. The bank's board of directors, in line with the directives of the parent bank, has delineated specific guidelines on clientele to be served, limits on country exposure both in the aggregate and by maturity within those limits, and risks to be undertaken. Officers submit recommendations to the International Loan Committee, which has authority to approve loans up to $5 million. Larger loans require senior loan committee approval. In all cases, these policies are adequate for the bank's needs and have been appropriately followed. They comment upon policy guidelines in effect regarding country risk assets and volume limitations imposed thereon. B. How often are guidelines reviewed? C. Does the bank have any country risk concentrations of credit? If yes, list the country and percentage of such extensions of credit to the bank's total capital and reserves. The policy requires all extensions of credit, including bank placements, formal loan commitments, and foreign exchange lines, to be included within country limits. Claims are reallocated to the country of guarantor or the country where collateral is realizable. Sublimits are provided by maturity of the obligation. Separate limits are provided for each of the 15 countries where lending is permitted. Reviewed quarterly. Yes, Japan 84%, France 40%, Federal Republic of Germany 59%, United Kingdom 39%. Are guarantees of other banking institutions and or parent or affiliated organizations of borrowers required on certain loan obligations? If yes, under what circumstances and in what form are such guarantees extended? Yes. Letters of guarantee from two European banks have been furnished as support to financially weak borrowers. The parent bank has extended guarantees in the form of letters of credit, essentially to provide additional protection to the subject bank's position. The parent's guarantee was not relied upon as a primary source for repayment of the loan. A. Describe the general nature and character of collateral pledged, and B. Comment upon the adequacy of supporting documentation. Collateral includes first preferred ship mortgages, notes and bond obligations of various foreign governments, time deposits, commodities, stocks, and UCC filings. Supporting documentation appeared in order. Is credit information timely in content and available in sufficient readable detail? Credit information on loans originated at a Nassau branch continues to be inadequate. Deficiencies include the lack of current and complete financial information on the obligor and guarantor, an absence of thorough credit analysis, and a lack of complete information on country conditions. Management initiated a project and hired two new credit analysts at the Nassau branch during the examination to enhance the availability and sufficiency of credit information on loans originated at the Nassau branch. A. Describe the general nature and types of acceptance financing extended, and B. The general lines of business involved. The bank is primarily involved in acceptance financing in connection with international trade activities. The acceptance financing involves manufactured goods, commodities, and exchange activities of central banks. A. Describe the general nature and types of letter of credit accommodations offered, and B. The general lines of business involved. The bank issues documentary letters of credit to importers, confirms other banks' letters of credit for export customers, and, to a limited extent, engages in deferred payment letter of credit financing. Standby letters of credit are undertaken only for prime customers. The letters of credit involve manufacturers, machinery exporters and importers, commodity importers, and foreign governments and agencies. Describe the provision for repayment of aid acceptances, and B. Drafts drawn under letters of credit. Include comment regarding extent of refinancing, and B. Provisions for repayment are arranged prior to issuance and vary as individual conditions warrant. Repayment is generally accomplished by charge to customer's account or by loan accommodation under approved credit lines in the case of acceptances, and by charge to the customer's account or acceptance with respect to letters of credit. In certain situations, refinancing is permitted, generally for short periods. D. Comment on the general nature and volume of present euro currency operations. Euro currency operations are conducted through the Nassau branch. Investments are primarily loans to South American corporations and central governments, securities of foreign governments, and bank placements. Sources of funding are individual, partnership, corporation, bank, and affiliate time deposits. As of the examination date, euro currency loans, securities, and bank placements totaled $325 million, with approximately 98% of the placements funded by Eurocurrency time deposits. Describe the procedures followed and guidelines utilized in establishing lines of credit and making and approving due to takings and due from placements. Comment on the adequacy of procedures enabling senior management to ascertain compliance with guidelines and directives. The parent bank has issued adequate guidelines to be considered before establishing lines of credit and bank relationships. With respect to banks, these criteria center on the obligor's capital resources, country risk, and type of institution. Bank and non-bank clientele analysis includes consideration of volume and maturity factors, as well as review of financial responsibility and reputation. Senior management receives weekly reports. Jeff.A. comment on the maturity composition of present Eurocurrency takings and placements and the effect of such on the bank's liquidity position. The asset and liability maturities reasonably matched. On the examination date, Eurocurrency takings totaled $285 million, while placements aggregate $195 million. All placements and 74% of takings $210 million mature within 90 days with no adverse effects on the bank's liquidity position. Both near-term and longer-term maturities are reasonably matched. G.R. All interbank placements confirmed at inception and thereafter, subject to periodic direct verification audits. Yes. Please refer to page 13 to see the foreign exchange activities table. 8b. Refer to comments under audit and internal controls. Please refer to page 14 to see the position analysis for major currency positions table. Please refer to page 15 to see the position analysis currencies table. Please refer to page 16 maturity distribution gap analysis table. Please refer to page 17 to see the revaluation and income or loss analysis table. Please refer to page 18 to see the income or loss schedule table. 1.A. Describe the net and aggregate position limits, maturity exposure limits, and any other limits placed on foreign exchange operations by the board of directors or trustees. B. Do such limits appear reasonable? The bank's board of directors has authorized trading only in currencies listed in the position schedules. Overnight limits for each currency with the exception of the pound sterling are fixed at 250 million. Pound sterling limit is 1,500 million. The aggregate position limit for all currencies is 2,000 million. Maturity gaps are authorized only on major active currencies up to 100 million, not to exceed 3 months. Major active currencies have been described as having an active forward market. Limits appear to be reasonable. Describe the limits and guidelines established by the board of directors or trustees for dealing in foreign exchange with other banks and customers. Individual customer limits are approved by the bank's international committee based on the customer's creditworthiness and the volume of its foreign currency needs. The bank's written internal credit policy pertaining to bank and non-bank customer foreign exchange lines is 100% of the foreign exchange line may mature within 180 days, 50% of the foreign exchange line may mature within 360 days, 20% of the foreign exchange line is available for contracts with maturities up to 18 months, and no maturities may exceed 18 months. Excesses must be approved in writing by the account officer who approved the customer line. Maximum daily delivery risk limits per customer are set at 20% of the aggregate limits approved. 3. Fully describe any recent significant deviations by the bank from established limits and guidelines. Include in this description any significant deviations noted after completion of the position analysis and the maturity distribution gap analysis. No deviations from bank policy were noted in preparing the position analysis. 2 exceptions to bank policy on gap exposure were in evidence due to an inability to obtain forward cover. These exceptions were approved by the International Committee. No other recent deviations were identified. 4.A. Describe the reports that is position maturity, gap, revaluation, etc., required by the directorate and senior management to ascertain compliance with bank policy. B. Determine whether the directorate or senior management are notified when actions are taken which constitute deviation from policy. Describe and assess the approval procedures for such deviations from policy. Net position reports enumerating all foreign currency balance sheet items, future contracts, and after hour and holdover transactions are transmitted to the designee of the International Committee on a daily basis. Reports are prepared by the Foreign Exchange Bookkeeping Department and reconciled to the trader's blotter. Maturity gap reports are produced daily with the next month's transaction reflected on a daily basis and subsequent transactions grouped in two-week intervals. Revaluation reports detailing ledger accounts, spot contracts, and forward contracts are developed on a weekly basis. Bank's written policy provides for the immediate generation of exception reports where applicable limits are exceeded. Prior written approval of the account officer is required for deviation from customer limits. Deviation from other limits is not permitted under any circumstances without prior approval of International Committee. 5. If the bank is a subsidiary of a foreign bank, describe the controls and guidelines the parent has imposed on the bank's foreign exchange activities, and describe the foreign exchange reports prepared by the bank for the parent. The aforementioned guidelines and limits have been implemented at the direction of the parent bank. All reports of the bank's audit department and the reporting mechanisms described in 4A are furnished to the parent bank for review prior to implementation. 6. Briefly describe the procedures used in the revaluation, including the frequency and responsible party. If forward contracts are not revalued at future rates, so indicate. Revaluation is performed on a bi-weekly basis by the International Operations Section. Actual realized profit or loss is calculated by applying current spot rates to balance sheet accounts, as well as contracts of very near maturities. Unrealized profit or loss on future transactions is determined by applying the appropriate forward rates to the net position for each future period in the bank's GAAP report. 7. Describe the general ledger accounts affected by the periodic revaluation and the journal entries used to affect changes in these accounts. If any accounts are being used to capitalize losses or defer immediate recognition of profit, so indicate. Actual realized profit or loss is charged to the profit and loss account with offsetting entries to the applicable local currency ledger accounts. With respect to future transactions, the bank charges the estimated profit loss on foreign exchange futures account for the amount of the adjustment with an offset to the profit and loss account. Profits and losses are recognized at the date of revaluation. 8. They approximate the volume of foreign exchange transactions the bank has with related companies or banks. B. Determine whether the terms and conditions of such dealings vary from similar transactions with non-related companies and banks. During 2015, the bank entered into approximately $40,000 of forward contracts to purchase and sell foreign exchange with a related bank, First European Bank, London, England. Terms and conditions of contracts are substantially the same as transactions with non-related parties. 9. Regarding holdover and or after-hour transactions, describe and assess the bank's system for controlling and recording such transactions. Indicate how management is informed of such transactions before recordation, and determine whether the system is correctly designed and adequately controlled. The Foreign Exchange Control Group prepares a list of holdover items. Holdover items are incorporated into the daily position sheet, which together with the holdover list, is furnished to management on a daily basis. Holdover items are posted as of the day contracted. The system is considered adequately controlled. Please refer to page 22 to see the Audit and Internal Controls, Audit Table. To see all outstanding spot and forward contracts as of the audit date are directly verified, please refer to page 23 to see the Audit and Internal Controls, Internal Controls Table. 2-3 Although the bank established guidelines regarding the confirmation of spot and future contracts, Examiners observed that outgoing confirmations are frequently incomplete, with trade and value dates frequently omitted. Further, many entries in the confirmation exception logs are incomplete, and the log is not reviewed by an operations officer. These deficiencies were noted by both the bank's internal and external auditors. However, management has not yet corrected the deficiencies. International Pre-Examination Questionnaire. Examiners can use this optional questionnaire, in whole or part, during the pre-examination process as part of the preliminary risk assessment. This work paper includes a list of questions that examiners can ask management to help identify international activities, develop document request lists, and scope examination activities. Briefly summarize significant discussion topics in the pre-examination planning memorandum. Summarize items such as material changes since the prior examination, economic conditions in the institution's area of operation, new products or services, and areas of perceived risk. Include any other information useful for allocating examination resources. Document the officer's name and title, and note the discussion date. International activities. Does the bank offer any international products or services? For example, cross-border loans or investments, loans to domestic borrowers that are part of an international supply chain or that are guaranteed by a foreign parent or other foreign legal entity, trade financing, foreign wire transfers, foreign deposits or borrowings, loans to non-resident aliens, NRAs, private banking or wealth management for foreign nationals, foreign correspondent banking, or foreign exchange trading. If yes, provide a summary description of each activity, indicate where the activities are conducted within the organization, and provide the name and title of the person responsible for each area. Does the bank have an international banking facility IDF? Note: an IDF is a set of asset and liability accounts segregated on the books and records of a depository institution, United States branch or agency of a foreign bank, or an EDGE or agreement corporation that includes only IDF time deposits and IDF extensions of credit. Does the bank have any representative offices? If yes, indicate where the offices are located, provide the name and title of the person responsible for each office, and provide a summary of the activities conducted by the offices. Does the bank maintain any foreign branches or subsidiaries, control a foreign organization, or have 20% or more of the organization's voting equity interests in a foreign organization? If yes, what records and record-keeping policies does the bank maintain to ensure compliance with the provisions of Section 347.116 of the FDIC Rules and Regulations? Foreign Banking Organization, FBO. Is the bank part of the FBO? Note, an FBO is a U.S. banking operation owned by a foreign banking organization. An FBO's operations may encompass a variety of banking and non-banking activities conducted through subsidiaries, branches, agencies, or representative offices. If yes, describe the organizational and ownership structure of the FBO. Summarize transactions or agreements of the FBO with its parent or controlling institution, and include a list of transactions conducted with the parent institution: participations purchased, participations sold, fund transfers, etc., including the volume and approximate number of transactions, dollar amount, and percentage of income derived from such transactions. Include a list of services provided to or received from the FBO: rental space, correspondent services, auditing, IT-related services, etc. Indicate fees paid or received for services rendered. Parallel Banking Organization, PBO. Is the bank owned or controlled, directly or indirectly, by an individual, family or group of individuals that are closely associated in their business, or otherwise acting in concert, that also own/control at least one foreign banking institution? If yes, provide a list of all relationships and international affiliations within the PBO, and summarize transactions or agreements with the international relationships or affiliates listed, including the volume and approximate number of transactions, dollar amount, and percentage of income derived from such transactions. G. Do any bank insiders, as defined by Regulation O, have cross-border related interests? If yes, describe the type of transactions between the bank and the related interests. Correspondent banking. H. Does the bank have any foreign correspondent bank relationships? If yes, summarize the nature of the relationships and services offered: clearings, deposits, loans, trade financing, etc., and describe the due diligence conducted on each foreign correspondent. Country exposure. I. Does the bank's present or future business strategy include cross-border lending or investment activities, in particular with emerging markets and other notable countries and regions? If yes, describe the bank's systems and controls over their country exposure, and describe the process management uses to monitor economic and political situations in countries where the bank has exposure either directly or through NRA relationships. J. Does the bank file FFIEC Form 009 and or Treasury International Capital TIC forms? Foreign deposits. K. Does the bank accept foreign deposits? If yes, describe the bank's foreign deposit gathering activities or programs. L. Are deposits referred to the bank by affiliates or other related foreign organizations? If yes, describe the process of how deposit accounts are referred by affiliates or related foreign organizations. M. Does the bank use independent agents to acquire foreign deposits? If yes, describe how foreign deposit accounts are acquired through independent agents, and indicate if a fee is paid for deposit referral services. This is the end of Section 17.2 International Version.